WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. You know, life's a bit like that dodgeball game in gym class. Sometimes you get hit with emotions you weren't expecting, right? Anger, jealousy, frustration, they can fly at you fast and leave you feeling bruised and scattered. But what if I told you there's a way to build your emotional armor? Not just survive those throws, but actually use them to score points. That's exactly what we're diving into today. Developing emotional intelligence to level up your relationships. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help pep talk, hear me out. Emotional intelligence isn't about being a mushy mess or suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them effectively, and using them to build stronger, healthier connections with the people around you. Think of it like this. It's the difference between reacting impulsively like the teammate who throws the ball without looking, or strategizing and landing a perfect shot every time. So, let's get down to brass tacks and break down 5 key takeaways that will help you become an emotional intelligence ninja in your relationships. First up, self-awareness is your superpower. It's about knowing what makes you tick, those triggers that send you into emotional overdrive. Are you a simmering volcano when someone interrupts you? Does constructive criticism make your skin crawl? Pinpointing these patterns gives you the power to navigate them before they derail you. Think of it like checking your fuel gauge, knowing how much emotional juice you have helps you avoid running on empty in stressful situations. Second, emotional regulation is key. It's about learning to manage those feelings, not burying them under a pile of denial or letting them explode like fireworks on the 4th of July. There are tons of techniques out there, deep breathing, mindfulness, even taking a quick walk to clear your head. Finding what works for you and practicing it regularly is essential. It's like having a mental toolbox filled with coping mechanisms you can reach for when those emotions start to ramp up. There, empathy is your secret weapon. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes, truly understanding their perspective, that's the magic ingredient that transforms interactions from transactional to meaningful. You might be surprised how much a simple "I hear what you're saying" or "that must have been tough" can bridge the gap and build genuine connection. Remember, everyone has their own story, their own struggles. Fourth, communication is your superpower combo. It's about being clear, honest, and respectful even when things get tough. Active listening, really paying attention to what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally, makes all the difference. It's like having a two-way street where both parties feel heard and understood. Finally, self-motivation is your fuel. It's about staying committed to growth, even when things get challenging. Remember, relationships are a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, disagreements and misunderstandings, but by constantly striving to improve your emotional intelligence, you set yourself up for success. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Each challenge you overcome makes you stronger and more resilient. Now let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. You're at dinner with your partner, everything seems fine until they casually mention something that throws you off. You feel yourself getting heated, your stomach clenches, and your mind starts racing with negative thoughts. But then, remember what we talked about today. Take a deep breath, pause before reacting, and ask yourself, what's really going on here? Am I misinterpreting their words? Can I communicate my feelings calmly and respectfully? By stepping back, acknowledging your emotions, and choosing your response wisely, you turn a potentially explosive situation into an opportunity for deeper connection. You build trust, understanding, and a stronger bond. Isn't that what we all crave in our relationships? Alright folks, remember those key takeaways. Self-awareness, emotional regulation, empathy, communication, and self-motivation. They're your tools to create more fulfilling relationships with your partner, friends, family, even colleagues. Remember, this isn't just about surviving life's emotional roller coaster, it's about mastering it. So go out there, practice these tips, and watch your relationships flourish. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little Stoic Mind Gym training. Until next time, keep that mind strong, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.